Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. More than 2 years ago, four children died in a horrific crash on Bayswater Road and Duckworth Street. In an inquest starting today, the details of the crash will be revealed, diving into how the incident happened and the investigation that followed. The inquest will look into four key points, including the adequacy and appropriateness of the actions of the Queensland Police Service. It will also look at where, when, and how each of the children died and what caused their deaths. The inquest will span 3 days, with the officers involved in the investigation giving evidence today. In other news, recent wet weather has proved to be the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes, with Queensland Health urging North Queenslanders to be aware of the risks of being bitten. The most common mosquito-borne diseases in the Sunshine State are dengue fever, Ross River virus and Barmah forest virus. Tropical Public Health Services Richard Gere says prevention is key.
Avoiding mosquitoes, reducing the possibility of mosquitoes breeding near your house, and taking various measures to prevent being bitten, the keys to avoiding mosquito-borne disease.
Taking a look at local sport, after 22 years on the sidelines, the South Rugby League squad has returned to the field for pre-season training at Victoria Park. Coach Andy Walters says they're getting in early, working on speed, endurance and agility as a side.
We've started pre-season early this year, just because we're a new club, obviously entering the senior competition in 2023. We wanted to build some morale early, get some boys to understand what the club's all about.
The boys will rejoin the senior competition in 2023. And listen to every match of the FIFA World Cup live and in your language. Download the Listener app and search FIFA World Cup in the search bar.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.